There's a mother and daughter who make adaptive clothing for kids with health problems, and there's a Mequon company which makes a robotic cart that has a British accent. Those are two of the four finalists in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest, run by the state business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. The winner will be announced today. WUWM Innovation Reporter Chuck Kornbach has this preview, beginning with a trip to Ozaukee County.
In the back warehouse of Mule Technologies, a contract manufacturing firm in Mequon, we're about to walk next to a four-wheeled plastic cart that's been quickly programmed to know where it's going.
Calculating.
Meet the Mark 2470, with Mark, spelled M-A-R-C, standing for a mobile autonomous robotic cart. The battery-powered cart is about the size of a push cart you'd see in a dining hall, but the 2470 is designed to haul up to 200 pounds at a time in places like warehouses or other sites where there's a lot of repetitive hauling over relatively short distances. When the cart reaches its programmed destination at the end of the warehouse aisle, it simply says,
"Arrived."
Mule Technologies marketing spokesperson Hans Dittmar says part of the uniqueness of the Mark 2470 is that it has 3D cameras and a series of sensors to keep it out of trouble.
And if things should get in its way or people come through the facility or walk in front of it, things of that nature, it sees that and will avoid those obstacles.
Dittmar says another thing that makes the cart a good finalist for the Coolest Thing contest is that it'll work without being connected to Wi-Fi.
You essentially can take it off the pallet when it comes into your facility and program it and use it within 5 minutes.
And the British accent for the Mark 2470?
You know, we listen to different samples of people that would do the voiceovers for us, and we collectively decided that it sounded exotic.
Mule Technologies has about 100 employees. Another finalist for this year's Coolest Thing contest has two, plus a pint-sized inspiration.
With a backpack and a hat.
With a backpack and a hat?
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
5-year-old Caleb Olson of Stoughton discusses Halloween costume plans with his mom, Anna Olson, and grandmother, Eileen Weem. Caleb was born with chromosome deletion, a disorder that can cause various problems, including for Caleb in his gastrointestinal tract. Eventually, a small tube was put into his abdomen for feeding that took place every hour, with removal of Caleb's onesie to access the tube and dressing him again afterwards. William says she took care of Caleb one night.
And at about time 10, for me, getting up in the middle of the night, I was like, this is insane. This is not happening anymore. People are not sleeping. This baby's not sleeping. So I cut big holes in all of the fronts of all of his clothing.
William soon refined the idea to making clothes with zippers, snaps, or pockets over the feeding tube so Caleb didn't have to wake up to be fed. Caleb's medical teams eventually convinced Eileen and Anna to get into the part-time business of making what's called adaptive clothing for other kids with feeding or medicine tubes. The sewing, mainly on machines, is done in Eileen's backyard in a structure they call the She Shed. Anna says she hopes the clothing offers moms and dads something really cool, peace of mind.
With parents not having to embarrass their children, not getting the awkward looks from strangers because, what are you doing? That's not normal. It's not natural.
Their clothing company is called CC Moo, after the way Caleb used to pronounce his sister's name and her nickname. The other two finalists for this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest come from much larger operations. A huge electric rope shovel made by Caterpillar Global Mining in South Milwaukee, and Preemie diapers that use nanotechnology from Kimberly Clark in Neenah. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.